Win 3 world championships in most sports and people will probably know your name. Win 3 world championships in disc golf and people might still be asking you, what's disc golf? For the record, it's a lot like regular golf, but instead of golf balls and holes, it uses frisbee-like discs and metal baskets. Reporter Liz Reed recently met up with Red Whittington as he prepares to compete for his fourth disc golf world championship.
I'll be 63 when the tournament starts.
Oh, so you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, my birthday is August 2nd, and I've gotten 3 real good birthday presents so far, so I'm working on a fourth. I want to bring back another title to Pittsburgh, also known as the City of Champions.
I'm speaking with Red Whittington in his home in Pittsburgh. He's just finished his morning workout with his personal trainer. While he drinks his second vegan protein smoothie of the day, he shows me trophies from his past titles and a framed promotional poster from the 1976 World Frisbee Championships.
When I saw the World Championships on the ABC Wide World of Sports in 1976, it was a life-changing event for me. I said to myself, I want to be a world champion. You know, they say follow your heart. That's where my heart is. I put my heart and soul into it. At the time in Pittsburgh, I didn't know any other players that were as dedicated as I was, and I wanted to be as good as I could, so I decided to move down to Sarasota, Florida. I didn't know anybody there. Packed my bicycle in a box and took a Greyhound bus down there and just showed up. And I was introduced to disc golf down there in the summer of 1980. So I've been playing disc golf for 35 years and throwing the disc about 47 years. And then I moved back to Pittsburgh, and eventually we got the Parks and Recreation interested in a disc golf course. And I've been playing that course. That's been my home course for 27 years. Rough estimate, I played 5,000 rounds there.
Red took me to his home course in Schenley Park. From the hill we're on, we can see that it's raining downtown, but the weather is holding for us for now.
Well, I'm here on the tee. I'm looking at the basket. It's approximately about 275 feet. It looks like it's flat, but I'm actually throwing a little bit uphill. It levels out, and then it goes up the hill. So this is a tricky shot. I don't birdie this hole that often. And by birdie, I'm saying if I make it in two shots, because this is a par three hole.
Red has a lot to consider before taking his shot. He has to pick the right disc, gauge the wind direction and elevation change, and choose his approach.
Oh, it looks like a beauty. Look at that. It's right under the basket. I can't believe it. It's exactly the way I imagined it. Putting is really the key. No one ever won a world title that wasn't a good putter. Relax, focus, confident, commit. But some of these guys can throw twice as far as I do. But guess what? When they get up to the basket and say they're 20 feet away, that 20-foot shot counts just as much as that 500-foot toss they just did. I always like to quote Shakespeare, "The putter is mightier than the driver." Back in the day, I went to 10 world championships in a row. I toured a lot until 1999, and I took some time off. I thought, you know what, I'll just be as good as I used to be, and I'll be fine. But guess what? Everybody is so much better now.
Red says his father sponsored him for much of his disc golf career, and he worked for 40 years as a waiter until he injured his non-throwing elbow carrying heavy trays of food. 5 years ago, Red was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, a condition that causes his heart to sometimes beat irregularly and rapidly. He had it under control with medication until the lead-up to this year's World Championships.
Just in the past couple of weeks, I went to the emergency room twice. I actually had to withdraw from a tournament I was in. After the first round, I was in the lead. I really did not want to leave, but I decided it'd be better for me to go to the emergency room, get this checked out. I managed to play well, even though I was in that state, AFib, for at least an hour, hour and a half before the round was over.
So with the World Championships coming up in less than a month, Red decided to have a surgical procedure that he hopes will cure his condition.
I was going to postpone this until after the World Championships because I didn't want my training routine interrupted. I'll have to rest up for a whole week after that procedure, but hopefully if everything goes all right, I'll still have 2 more weeks to train for the World Championships. I think my chances are good. Physically, even though I'm going into the hospital for a procedure next week, I'm in pretty good physical shape. I'll show up on the day of the tournament when it starts, and I'll say, you know what? I deserve to win this more than anybody else because I've trained harder than anybody else. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I intend to win, and I'm going to keep my eye on that prize.
Reporter Liz Reed of 90.5 WESA in Pittsburgh spoke with Red Whittington 3 days before his heart surgery. His doctor ordered a full week of rest, but this weekend he's back to league play with the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Society. The Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships will be held in Pittsburgh during the first week in August.